Pinal County is figuring out what to do after a bad state report on its aquifer. There has been some pushback against the model, and the state last week presented the information in more detail. The debate over what to do will likely continue for many more months. As KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports, that keeps some developers stuck in limbo.
About 5 years ago, Patrick Johnson of Danrick Builders closed on 2,500 acres in Pinal County, right off Interstate 8.
Can you see that freeway bridge over there? Kind of on the horizon?
Oh, in the center there? Kind of. Yeah. It's like a little bit of a brown coloring above the green.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the other corner of the property. Is that big enough?
Right now, it's mostly farm fields, but Johnson's plan is to build a dream spot for motorsports lovers, including two tracks for racing or testing, 2,000 homes, and a hotel. But 5 years and millions of dollars in, Johnson is a long way from a grand opening. He doesn't have the water.
You can't get financing. You can't do anything until you've got that water.
Johnson is a developer stuck in limbo. Here's why. The State Water Department released a new model for Pinal County last month that projects supply and demand over the next 100 years. It showed that the expected or dedicated groundwater pumping in Pinal County far outstrips the supply. Imagine the state of Maryland topped with a foot of water. The state says the shortfall is more than that. Johnson's water approval has been pending for years. He's not happy.
As to what is truly down there, I'm suspecting that some of the missing boats from the Bermuda Triangle are under this property, and they just don't know.
Johnson and other stakeholders have several beefs with the State Department of Water Resources. One is that it's being too conservative in its modeling and assumptions. Christopher Salas is Public Works Director for the town of Florence. He says the estimates of groundwater pumping are too high, and if that makes the aquifer look bad, that might affect the next time the state reviews Florence's assured water supply designation.
So the next designation period between 2023 and 2025, they may bring our designation down from here down to here. That's a very big concern for us.
Meaning fewer people, fewer businesses.
Limited growth capability, absolutely.
Other sources of frustration here are the rules around allocating the aquifer and predicting which sector is pumping and how much. Patrick Johnson again.
It isn't that the water isn't there or that we couldn't pump it. It's just that we can't use it because of the way they've set this thing up.
Models produce estimates, and regulatory agencies tend to be conservative, according to Matthew Tonkin at SS Papadopoulos and Associates. His company reviewed the Pinal model in 2016, and he recalls Arizona wanting rigorous feedback. He said no model will tell you exactly when your bank account goes to zero, for example.
But if you want to predict, is my bank account going to continue to go down if I continue living this way, that prediction is probably pretty strong. It's how you look at the results to understand and then make decisions.
The Department of Water Resources says it's factored in decreases to agricultural pumping, for example, and use of stored water credits, and the aquifer still comes up short.
It is a combination, I think, of an allocation issue and a water supply issue. It's not solely one or the other.
Tom Bouchotsky is director of the department. He's repeatedly said his priority is consumer protection. To that end, this particular run of the Pinal groundwater model is meant to look at the Assured Water Supply Program. The program requires subdivisions and municipalities in central Arizona to physically show water for 100 years of demand. Kathy Ferris is a water policy fellow at Arizona State University. She points out that groundwater, no matter how it's allocated, is a finite resource.
Nobody's talking about the fact that, well, even if there was enough groundwater, if it's all used up, it gets all used up. Then what?
Becoming sustainable would mean finding some sort of new source of water. Almost any solution would involve big infrastructure projects or large leases of water from Native American tribes, and many millions of dollars. In addition to consumer protection, Bouchotsky's other priority is for people in Pinal County to take the lead.
And I think some of the things that might come out of the Pinal stakeholder group, when that gets stood up, can probably address coming up with some solutions that will maybe move water from one sector to the other, as it's not maybe anticipated to be moving in that direction right now.
The Pinal stakeholder group is just getting started. A committee of the legislature continues to meet, and the upcoming legislative session will again talk about water. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.